Every week on Lake 88, we will be looking at a different jury recommendation made in the inquest to the Wilno murders, which happened 7 years ago in Eastern Ontario, Renfrew County. It was the femicide of three women by a former partner. With us today to talk about the first recommendation from Lanark County Interval House, Aaron Lee. Aaron, what is recommendation number one?
Good morning. Recommendation number one is formally declare intimate partner violence as an epidemic. And I think that the jury clearly tells you right from recommendation number one that they get it. That they get that violence against women, also known as gender-based violence and intimate partner violence, are exclusively and primarily committed against women or girls. That this violence is considered often a form of hate, and it's intentional, and often intentional because of the issue of controlling women, and it takes many, many forms. And if we look at the World Health Organization, if we look at other broadly speakable groups, they talk about violence against women as an epidemic, but we don't. And I think it is really important that we start to contextualize the reality of, as Brian Valley said in his book, the war on women. And so formally declaring an intimate partner violence as an epidemic is step one.
You know, I've taken a look at most of these recommendations here, reading through them, and they are filled with powerful language. And I think they get off in number one to that first step with that powerful word. The word epidemic really rings for a lot of people. It really is a word that lets you know that this is something that spreads and is serious. And is that the context that they're using, or at least part of it, when they make this recommendation?
100%, Bob, you're right on in terms of your interpretation. I think it's important to know that the goal of an inquest is not to shame or to blame anybody. The goal of an inquest is to create recommendations that, if implemented, will cease to create an environment where this could reoccur. A crime of this nature could reoccur. So when we start out with a very powerful message about an declaring IPV as an epidemic, we're speaking to what to the most powerful piece of this, which is you need to name this and you need to recognize in Ontario, in Canada, that violence against women or IPV is an epidemic. And when we, and certainly the close language right now, you know, recovering or living through the COVID pandemic, which exacerbated the issues of intimate partner violence, helps us understand the kind of level of violence that's happening that warrants the language epidemic. And certainly with World Health Organizations, the United Nations, you and I, frankly, we recognize it as people, but we need to make sure that that voice is loud and that somebody is declaring that in our country and in our province.
And going back to that word epidemic and using it as they have here, I think this really speaks to what really an overarching goal is in many, if not all, these recommendations, and that's the education. You put out a word such as this, you put out a statement such as this, people take notice and they learn more. I think it's a great first step in achieving that goal.
I agree. And when we get further on in the recommendations, you'll see that the jury made a specific recommendation about education, about exploring campaigns that can be done with the public to help educate folks on the issues of IPV. And you will know that we have the See It, Name It, Change It campaign in our community that we launched in 2017. And then we are now in the process of relaunching with a little bit new branding and a fulsome curriculum. And we were already doing that in 2017. And I think it is important as we go through this process to not just look at the recommendation, but to also look at what is Lanark County doing? What is Lanark County not doing as it relates to that recommendation? and how do we create change? And I really think that as I've looked at the recommendations over and over and over again, there are things that our county has already been doing for years that speak to these recommendations. So very happy to be able to talk about the necessity for recognizing an epidemic. An epidemic is known as an outbreak, right? And when we talk about it in, from a perspective of disease, people get their head around that really quickly. Disease, large number of people. Yes, we got it. It's an epidemic. When it's something like violence in relationships that are rooted in power, people don't see that, right? They don't see the construct in the same way. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about an outbreak that affects a large number of people in every single region, community, and population. And we need to be able to use that language in our education to be able to help people relate to the fact that we are facing an epidemic.
Aaron, we'll pause the conversation right there. I say pause because you're back every week to talk about another recommendation. Next week, of course, we'll be looking at the second recommendation. Aaron Lee from Lanark County Interval House, thank you so much for doing this and joining us. And we look forward to continuing spreading the word.
Much gratitude, Bob.